Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
another recital of the periodic table. And you might think, oh, why do you keep on doing it? Well, I've just had a few, sort of as my memory comes back together, I'm not only remembering the next couple, as I go, I think back and say, have I said this? And you can see your memory not working. It says, your memory says, no, you've skipped this, and you stop. You say, that's impossible. And it is impossible. Your memory has actually failed. Now, I'm doing this podcast because it's a podcast while walking. Sort of the worst type of podcast, obviously. And I suppose one of the things is learning to walk a bit faster, more aerobically. And also, I'm walking off to the gym. So there's a series of things. And this is really sort of the basic mental memory check. And what normally happens is I sort of go, oh, look, I'll try this. And you see, oh, crap, the memory isn't there. And this often happens. I do lots of tests, leave it for a while, and it just really the test drops down. So that's the thinking of it. And this is going to be, I think, because I'm going to be at my mate's place by the way before G'day Mate. Way before I actually get the into the elements. So I'll have to remember where I stop. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antinomy, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, promethium, praseodymium, neodymium, samarium, europium, goldium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, ytterbium, lutetium, hafnium. Okay, we're going to have to stop at hafnium. I'm going to go speak with my mate. Okay, back again after a little stay at the Institute, and I've got some really exciting material here. The electroluminescent panel cost me about $20. And it's about the size of an A5 page, which will slot rather nicely in the dance floor of the duck. I think it's europium, maybe the actual luminous material. So it's a rare earth material. But getting back to it, I know that I've done yttrium, which is the last of the rare earths, and then lutetium, which has also happened to be a rare earth. Then after that is hafnium, which is a neutron absorber. Let's work this out. There's hafnium, and just going down. Got to work it out whether it's tantalum or titanium, tantalum or tungsten. I think it is tantalum tungsten. Yeah, sort of it's chrome, molybdenum, tungsten, and then manganese, technetium, rhenium, And then let's continue to go down this. We've got osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, plutonium, astatine, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, protinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, Fermi, einsteinium, well, it's Einstein, Fermi, I have to really do that. Mendelism, no, it's Einstein and Fermi. Okay. Mercury, oh sorry. Mendelism, no, nobelium. Lawrencium, Rutherfordium, dubnium, zirconium, borium, metrium, hafnium, danstratium, wrangelium, copernican, fluvium, nipponium, muscovium, livermorium, tennesseum, and organesium. So that's all the periodic table things. Now I've just got to work out what I'm doing to come across here. So that's the periodic table, and I'll just continue working for a while. So it looks so I won't be able to. I've spent such a long time at the Institute, I won't be able to actually go in into the to the gym. So that concludes this 6 minutes on the periodic table.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.